Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, and thank you for joining me for today's mini episode. Today, I'll be discussing The Starseed Oracle by Rebecca Campbell and Danielle Noel. This mini episode will be part informative, part review, and then I'll pull a card and give you a little insight and peek into this particular deck. Let's start with a quick rehash about Oracle cards. If you remember, Oracle cards, unlike tarot, do not have any set amount of cards, consistent symbology, or suits. Oracle cards tend to lend positive messages to the seeker and are great for beginners and enthusiasts alike. Oracle cards come in a wide variety of subject matter, art, and interpretation. Today, I'm going to be going over The Starseed Oracle by Rebecca Campbell and Danielle Noel. This deck consists of 53 cards that do not appear to be divided into any kind of categories. This deck also comes with a 137-page guidebook, and the artwork is very cohesive in pinks and light blues and grays. This deck has a matte finish that makes it very easy to shuffle, and the cardstock is not too thick, but it's definitely not flimsy. The guidebook states that the Oracle deck is for starseeds, and it identifies starseeds as souls who have a longing for all that's mysterious and unknown. The intention of the deck is to see each card as a vehicle for connecting with the portal of your heart. The authors invite you to use their concepts and messages as a technology to activate and deepen the wisdom that resides within. I pulled this explanation straight from the guidebook. This really is a very lovely deck. So let's give them a shuffle, dive right in, and see what message the universe has in store for us today. Okay, and I have pulled a card that is titled Portal. Doors are opening, you decide, rewards, wild card. And I'm just going to read straight from the guidebook what this card is about. It says, doors are opening for you. Your thoughts are extra powerful for you right now. Planets are aligning. The timing is right. The universe is saying yes. You have the Midas touch. Your hard work is being rewarded. This is a time when you can reap the rewards for efforts made in the past. It's also a time when you can achieve a lot. Great leaps can be made. Extreme transformation can occur. Great distances can be traveled in a short space of time. You're swimming with the cosmic current of life. What experience would you like to have? What do you want to create? What new adventure would you like to manifest? Don't lose focus. Use this moment in time wisely. Be conscious and clear with your emotions and thinking. Projects that you've been working on are coming to fruition. Things are in full bloom. It's time to take your harvest and taste your well-earned fruits. When this card comes up in a spread, it's a sure sign that effortless change is possible. If you've been looking for a sign, this is your portal into that new reality. Now is the time to make big changes. If you've been guided to switch things up, you're extremely well supported right now. Use this energy and jump right on in. And then the very last thing that this guidebook has for pretty much every single card is an inquiry. It's asking you a question. So this is the question that I'm going to pose to you to give you something to think about or journal about today. And that is, what would you most like to experience? Okay, friends, that's all I have for you for this mini episode. I'll be sharing more Oracle cards in the future and exploring many different decks to help inspire you. If you have any insight you would like to share about this deck or this particular Oracle card, please leave a comment under the Instagram post for this episode. You can find my Instagram at the Spirit Keepers Archive, and feel free to tag the Spirit Keepers Archive to show off your own favorite Oracle decks. I love to repost. I hope you found value in this today.
If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.